With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Grizzly bear populations across the state are growing, as is talk about how to minimize human-bear conflict. A Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks report released in April showed wildlife officials in northwest Montana received about 150 calls related to grizzly conflicts last year. Some people, like residents of the Rocky Mountain Front, have dealt with bears for a long time. Rosie Costin reports on one of these conflict-reducing methods.
Rancher John Long, his wife, and three daughters live on a paved, house-lined street in Shodo. A park is just down the block, and Spring Creek flows nearby. In the summer, Long regularly gets calls from a system set up to warn Shodo's residents of uninvited neighborhood visitors, grizzly bears.
And the majority of the bears are right over there. Not here at the park, but like three streets down on the first street in town. They're over there messing around.
Long has lived in Shodo since he was a kid, and grizzlies have always been a part of that life, both when he's out in the mountains and even when he's at his house. It's not unheard of for a bear to wander through town.
I've lived here my whole life, so it isn't like I'm walking around on eggshells by any means. But, yeah, it's something that we think about. We think about with our kids.
Living with grizzly bears is something people have to deal with on the Rocky Mountain Front, and Augusta rancher Gene Swanson is especially familiar with these creatures.
30 years ago, I could have told you how many different bear I've seen in the whole spring to fall season around here, and anymore, you just kind of lose count. They're a pretty common experience.
It's hard to live much closer to the front than Swanson. His cattle ranch sits along a stretch of creek bottom in the foothills of the mountains, about 10 miles outside of Augusta. The town isn't far from the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem, which holds the largest population of grizzly bears in the lower 48 states. But the slender 70-year-old has figured out how to deal with grizzlies, to an extent. When he's out working or in the house, he has a warning system, different from that in Shodo, that tells him when a bear is nearby.
Pretty publicly correct. He doesn't overdo his welcome, but he comes up and he leans on you like that.
Swanson has four Airedale Terriers. When I pulled up to Swanson's, one of these dogs, Willicker, leaned against my legs as Swanson, in a cowboy hat, worn blue jeans and sunglasses, with a kerchief around his neck, stepped out of a tractor. Another Airedale, just a puppy, sat in the tractor's passenger seat.
They can be a hunting dog or a cow dog, and they can take care of the kids for you.
These wire-haired, black, and copper-red dogs weigh about 60 to 70 pounds. Despite their small size, these Airedales are able to take on adult grizzly bears, and with little training. Swanson says he doesn't teach his dogs much more than how to come and how to go after something. But the dogs have a special tactic.
Yeah, I've had them get after them bear, you know, pretty serious. The one dog's, he always goes to the head, and I've got another dog that always goes for the heels, whether they're after a bear or a cow, they'll do the same thing. One of them getting the head and the other one getting the heels, and that gets them, bears or cattle, when something goes to really aggressively at both ends of them, they want to leave then.
That doesn't mean they always get away unscathed. His dog Mordecai has a scar across his snout, and Swanson spoke of a couple incidents of dogs being attacked when a single one was left outside alone at night. But for the most part, Swanson's Airedales are able to help him avoid conflict with bears. Their most important role is letting Swanson know when a grizzly is wandering near his house, along with his barn, other outbuildings, and cattle pens. The same goes for when he's out working on the ranch.
The major thing with these bears is the fact they're like a rattlesnake, is the fear of stepping on top of one that bothers you. Once you know where they're at, you know what to do.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks grizzly bear management specialist Mike Madel says a lot of ranchers have modified their operations to deal with growing bear populations that are expanding further from the mountains. Some have moved their calving operations away from creek beds or have changed how they store feed. Others have installed electric fences. Madel, who's based out of Shodo, says these changes are necessary in order to conserve the bears and get them removed from the endangered species list. But he says he'd like to see more ranchers have dogs as a way to deal with grizzlies.
You know, they're great at having them go after both grizzly bears and black bears off leash and chasing bears away from campgrounds, away from ranch buildings. And when you're out in the field yourself, you know, whether you're backpacking, in my case, I'm doing bear management work, and detecting bears that might be behind you or around you and letting you know where they're at, you know, and what direction they're at.
Madel says that only applies as long as the dog knows what it's doing and won't bring the bear back. Some of that knowledge comes through training, but part of it can come with a certain breed. He personally has a Carilion bear dog that helps him in the field.
They've helped me a lot. So I can imagine with Gene and Airedales, you know, they really do help to keep bears in and away from his buildings.
Madel has known Gene Swanson's family for years. He says Swanson lives in some of the best wildlife habitat in the state, and the way Swanson has dealt with his surroundings has given Madel a good impression of what an Airedale can do.
There's not too many breeds that I think are really good dogs at moving bears away, but Airedales are just unafraid, so they run right at the bear.
You know, we have them. I have little girls, and we're in the mountains nonstop. And this is the perfect breed to have because they are going to tangle.
That's John Long from Shoto again. He has two Airedales, including one he got as a puppy from Gene Swanson.
If something were needed, if defense was needed, these dogs would gladly get into a scuffle. That's no problem. They haven't needed to prove that yet, but they're just right for that. And then you couple that with the fact that you can have them in the backyard and they're not barking and keeping everyone around you furious with you.
He says whenever he and his family are in the mountains or anywhere a grizzly might be, they bring their dogs. And as an extra precaution, Long sends his dogs with his two younger daughters when they play in the park down the street near the creek because of the bear sightings around town. It gives him some peace of mind about living with grizzlies.
You like them, you respect them, and you enjoy seeing them. You just want to keep them on their toes more than you have to keep yourself on your toes, that's all.
Long says a good dog can help do just that. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.